It is the Celebrity Snitch, Huggy Lowdown.
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
What it do?
Hey, Skip.
Hey.
I've been rapping about what's happening on this ship all week long, and I'm wrong. Especially to all the people back home who didn't make the fantastic voyage. They don't want to keep hearing about their friends and loved ones having a good-ass time talking about this and that and what celebrities they've met. What happens on a cruise stays on a cruise is old-school news, and people have no intentions of abiding by those rules. They're equipped with all kinds of gadgets on this ship. Video cameras, cell phones, and a couple of people with Polaroids just snapping away. I remember back in the day what happened in Vegas stayed in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, what happened in Vegas got OJ ass locked up, literally.
I know, right?
But since it's my next to last day on air, I guess it's only right to rap about my boy Sugar Bear and EU rocking the boat last night. They had senior citizens on scooters doing the butt and people with walkers doing the wobble. And don't get me started on the Fantasia show. The Fantasia show was off the hook. As a matter of fact, she's probably still on stage right now throwing down. She kicked off her shoes and proceeded to hypnotize the whole cruise. She cranked out hit after hit after hit. Everything from R&B, gospel, and go-go music. But enough of this ship talk. I gotta get my contenders ready for tomorrow. I know I haven't been gossiping about no celebrity scuttlebutt outside the ship, but I have a couple of stars in the chamber I'm ready to unload on. Even some stars on this cruise, like rappers who still want to take their shirts off and so-called celebrities who don't want to take pictures and sign autographs for the fans who love them. So who knows who's going to wear the crown? Maybe the king of R&B, Bobby Brown?